Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babies, it's your girl, Miss P, and you are now in tuned. That was J Plus the Entertainer with Pretty Ladies featuring Issa Thompson and Corey Sims. Shout out to Corey Sims. For those who are not in tune with him, get in tune with him at I Am Corey Sims on Twitter. And for all those who missed our interview, be sure to check that out on demand. I'm really, really excited today because we get to speak to J Plus, who is on a mission to bring awareness to so many things out there. I mean, not only as an entertainer, as far as his ability to be an actor, an artist, a performer, and things of that nature. He's also 12 years old, and he's giving back to the youth by bringing awareness to bullying and things of that nature. So I'm terribly excited to see what motivates him, what his drives are going to be, as he progresses in his career, and also to congratulate him for just being signed. So I'm not going to talk you guys' heads off tonight. I'm just going to bring on J Plus the Entertainer and let him tell us a little bit about his journey and his direction. So without further ado, let's bring on Mr. J Plus. J Plus, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well.
Yay! So I'm Miss P, and I'm so excited. I've been, like, reading your EPK and looking things up and watching your videos on YouTube, and you just have me, you know, jamming, and I'm really excited that you're in tune tonight. So thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
No, thank you for letting me come on the show.
Awesome, not a problem. So, wow, 12 years old. At 12 years old, I can't remember what I was doing. So tell us a little bit about your journey and, you know, how you got started in the entertainment field.
Well, I've actually been doing this since I was 3 years old, the rapping, the dancing, the acting, and the modeling. But I've been starting off doing the acting and, you know, and the modeling, the dancing, and I just turned this into a career last year. And, you know, I just say it's been a pleasure.
Right, absolutely. I mean, it has been. I mean, you have so many things. You know, they say that you're a quadruple threat, and I think that you are. I don't think that quadruple is even enough for you. You know, I couldn't even think of a word to put there today. I was like, God, he's so talented. It's ridiculous. So tell us a little bit. I don't know where you want to start because there's so many different filters to filter from, but what part of your direction as far as, like, acting, modeling, and, you know, music and things of that nature, do you enjoy the most, or do you enjoy them equally the same?
Well, I can definitely say I enjoy the acting the most because that's something I started off doing since I was younger, and I just really love the acting, but if you put them all together, I love what I do, period. So it doesn't matter what I'm doing, as long as it's positive and it's motivating you.
Right. That's wow. I don't know what to say. I don't even feel like I'm talking to someone who's 12 years old. For real, I really don't. So tell me about the play that you did, you know, Till Death Do Us Part.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a really big one for me because it deals with a lot of, you know, issues that I can relate to as far as, like, the domestic abuse. So how was your experience being in that part?
I can definitely say it was an honor to even be able to portray a positive message saying that we shouldn't be doing this because it's hurting so many lives out there. And it really was just an honor to be able to portray and tell people that, hey, it's not right and we need to stop it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So do you still attend, like, public school, or are you being homeschooled?
I'm actually being homeschooled right now, but next year we hope is looking at doing a performing arts school. So we'll just have to wait to see.
Absolutely, which I think you'll have no problem whatsoever, you know, getting into, because with someone that has so many facets that you have lined up for yourself, I don't think that would even be an issue at all. So yeah, next year we will be seeing you in some performing arts school. So I definitely look forward to catching up with you then and hearing about that. So what has been, like, in your opinion, the hardest thing through your journey so far?
I can definitely say it'll be sometimes coming across, you know, different people in the industry. You know, some people, they very much, they accept what I do. But sometimes you got, for certain people, I mean, I work hard as an individual myself, but sometimes you got to push to that extra board and limit to get certain people's attention. And sometimes I notice that it's not always about charm, it's the what you bring. And it's about how you bring
Absolutely. I totally agree. So how does your family resonate with your career? Are they encouraging?
Yes, they are encouraging.
Definitely. Because, you know, a lot of people, with someone your age, let's just say, and, you know, a lot of people have their, like, their good and their bads on, you know, the whole entertainment world as a whole. But it's really rare to see that, you know, some parents are really, like, pushing their children to, you know, be out there, especially with the rapping part of it, because so many people feel like hip-hop is, you know, a bad influence. In your opinion, how do you feel your music lightens that stigma?
Well, I can definitely say my music is very positive. And, you know, it's teaching everyone to, you know, that, hey, you don't have to look at hip-hop this way. You can look at it in another way where it's positive, because there's many different versions of hip-hop and you just can't judge the best one.
That's so true. So what are three words that you would say to someone who's just meeting you, like myself, for the first time and probably didn't have the opportunity to read all the awesome things about you and they just encounter you? What are three things that you will say describes you the best?
I am J-Plus the Entertainer, and I'm a very talented, handsome child, and what can I say?
I love it.
Very
I love it. Handsome, yes. That's definitely, you know, one of the things that I definitely felt you should pick out. Handsome. I love it. But you are a cutie, though. You definitely
Thank
are a cutie.
So much.
You're welcome. So how was it working with Corey Sims, which, you know, I interviewed him, and he's totally awesome. So how was it doing collaboration with him?
Honestly, he's one of the people that's under our group, Sky's the Limit management team, and I can just say that it's an honor to work with Corey and his talent, and what can I say? I just wish the best for all of us.
Right. Do you like doing collaborations, or do you like working on your own solo projects the most?
To me, it doesn't really matter per se, as long as the project comes out great.
Mm-hmm. And do you worry over the reception over your music? You know, like what people would say. Mm-hmm.
Not really, like kind of, per se.
Mm-hmm. But like you said again, you know, you're putting out positive messages out there. So, you know, it's really hard for people to be negative when you're saying something positive.
Right.
So, you know, I feel like, you know, you're putting out there, so you don't really have too much to worry about, because it's all yumminess that you're putting out there for everyone else to gain from. So if someone was, you know, someone looking up to you and seeing the strides that you're making so, like, fast in your life, I mean, it must be, like, mind-blowing to see how fast your career is moving forward. What would you tell someone that was thinking about getting into the entertainment field that's in your age group?
I mean, I would tell them to basically go out there, you know, follow your heart, and, you know, always don't try to impress other people by, you know, trying to impress other people. Be yourself, and the impression will already be made. And that just go out there and grind hard and, you know, just stay true to yourself and always keep God in your life.
Absolutely. That's so deep. I mean, I guess I'm going to filter that over to the adults as well. So for all the adults that's listening in that right now, take his words to heart, because I just did. Those are deep. And, you know, again, I cannot believe I'm talking to a 12-year-old. I can't. I really can't. Do you get that a lot?
Yes.
So I know, like, you know, you've been doing a lot of interviews and stuff. So tell me, what's, like, the worst question that, you know, someone asks you?
I wouldn't necessarily say I had a worst question. And I'm pretty sure, I pray that I won't be having one anytime during this.
So is there any question that you would like someone to ask you more of?
I mean, really just to ask, like, to get to know me before you try to judge a person, that's all.
Right, definitely. And I definitely would encourage anyone who, you know, has the opportunity to meet Jay Plus, to definitely get to know him as we are getting to know you today, which is opening the doors for our listeners to, you know, gain from you. So, it, like, again, I can't stress it enough that I really appreciate the fact that you're taking the time and doing what you're doing, especially as far as, like, working with the youth with bullying. So tell us a little bit about that and your role in that arena.
I mean, I think that bullying is a very serious issue that is affecting many of us today. So what I try to do is to make a stand and tell people that, hey, bullying is not right, and you need to talk to the people in your community, talk to a parent, a friend, a family member, and we need to get this movement going so that it won't, because it's really important, because sometimes bullying takes very much a lot of people's lives, and I just don't think it's right.
Mm-hmm. So you're on a crusade, so to speak, to just encourage people or children and their parents to get involved to try to bring down the bullying that's going on in the world today. And I love it. What encouraged you to want to take on that mission?
Well, before I was in a situation where I was getting picked on before, and it basically said that, hey, I didn't have it worse as all other people did, but for those people who did have it worse, it's time to make a stand for it so it won't end up into something bigger than it needs to be.
Right. So is there anything that you like to do, or, you know, outside of acting and modeling and music and things of that nature, is there anything that you like to do in your downtime?
Just having fun, being a kid, and, you know, just hanging out with my friends and enjoying life itself.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the perks of your career? You know, what are some of the perks of being Jay Plus the Entertainer?
Well, I can definitely say that it opens up more doors and more opportunities. And that it also helps a lot of my family members out, too. And I can definitely say that it's definitely a journey that I think that I can accomplish and make other people want to accomplish it also.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like from the time that you started from 11, which I know that you literally started at 3 years old, but, you know, just fully going full speed ahead at 11 years old, and now you're 12. So do you feel like you've grown a little bit within that length of time?
Yes, I think I did, because, I mean, I honestly see myself growing, because we started off, in a very different way, and I definitely say that we have made some progress and there's room for more.
I can't even take you. I just want to just, like, take your face and, like, pinch your cheeks and be like, oh, my God. You know, like, I can't even believe it. Like, I want you to talk to, like, every person I know, adult or young adult. I want you to just talk to them all day. Okay, exactly. I'm going to just put you on a recording, and I'm going to keep playing this interview. Like, if you miss Jay Plus, then you definitely need to tune in, okay? Listen to him. Learn something. I'm learning something. It's definitely, like, an honor to be able to talk to someone that's definitely on the right track. So what are your thoughts, you know, of music today in respects of, you know, your age genre?
Well,
what are your thoughts on the music? Uh-huh.
I can definitely say that I think that the good thing is that as long as we're grinding and we're making a positive effort toward the youth and maintaining homage to the people that paved the way for us, then I can definitely say that hip-hop can be back on its generation.
Mm-hmm. And in your opinion, why do you think music is so powerful?
Well, I think music is powerful because it expresses feelings and it expresses the mind and anything that you want to tell somebody that you may not feel comfortable just talking to them. You may want to express it in a certain rhythm or era. And so I just think it's very important.
Mm-hmm. And do you write all your songs, or how does that work?
I think you should always speak your mind. And, you know,
I said, do you write the
songs? Oh, yes. I think I have a co-writing team, and I write with them alone. So I do writing also, and I also do writing with my co-writing. So,
Awesome. Right. Y'all just throwing it down, huh? So what are some of your inspirations?
Some of my inspirations, I would say, is to, you know, to live your dreams fully and to, you know, be a great person and leave a legacy on this earth.
Wow. I can't get over you, J Plus. I can't. I don't even know what to say anymore to you. I think you have answered everything that I was really curious about to a T. I don't know what else to say to you. Seriously. So what is, like, your typical day when you're doing all the things that you do? How's your schedule? It must be fanatic with all the things that you do. How do you maintain that?
Well, on the weekends, I normally do all my shows on the weekends, but if there's, like, a show I may do on the weekday after school, then it would be possibly, like, one event during the weekdays, but on the weekends, I may have 4, 3, 2. It's always going along with the booking and booking my shows and everything.
Mm-hmm. So what can we expect from your next project?
I'm doing another play called Who Cares, and it's also talking about bullying and all of the issues that's going on out there. And I'll be making a theme song for the play. And I also today I just did Young Talent Experience. I hosted along with another artist called Little Miss Diva, and I'm doing a single fashion show tonight, and I have a new single. And I'm doing a person's birthday party, and what can I say? I have a lot going on.
I know. I'm like, dang. I'm sitting here like wiping my forehead, like I just ran a marathon through your life in like 1 second. Like, so much going on, and I'm just so proud of you. So I know that you have a lot to do, and I don't want to keep you and things of that nature, but is there anything that you want our listeners to know or to look out for and things of that nature? And also, once you end that, letting us know about all the good things that you have coming up, also let our listeners know where they can find you and follow you, because I also realized that you're on Bandcamp as well, which is exciting. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at @JPlus_ENT. You can Google me, JPlus the Entertainer, Facebook, JPlus the Entertainer. And just look out for all of my projects along with the people of my members of the Sky Team and members of the industry itself. And I just say keep tuned because you never know.
Oh, my God. I love you, and you have a new follower. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to tweet you. I'm going to support you. And when you come out with you're welcome. And when you come out with any upcoming projects and you are not – it can't fit in your schedule to get on the Intune show to tell us about it, then definitely have your team send me the info so I can just, you know, plug it and let everybody know what you have going on consistently so we can all stay supportive in your mission. I'm proud of you. I'm honored, and I look forward to your journey, and I can't wait to hear more. So go ahead and do all the million things you have to do, okay, because I can't keep up with you tonight.
All right. I just want to thank you again. It's an honor to even be a part of your show and to do an interview, and I just thank you, and just feel free to invite me any other time.
Yes, I definitely will, sweetheart. You stay sweet, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, J Plus, for tuning in with us tonight. You're welcome.
All
bye.
Right.
Yay, so that was J Plus, guys, so definitely check him out. He is articulate, I'm telling you. I'm sitting over here like, oh, my God, imagine having a schedule like that. The schedule that I have, I don't even keep, you know. I got to hit him up and let him show me how to be more structured. So while we waited for Sienna J and Abby to come on with their guest, we're going to play J Plus the Entertainer, Get Your Swag On, featuring Justin Time. Tune in.
Jump stupid, dear.
G's on my wrist, J's on my feet. P's on my back, make my swag complete. How they gonna swag compete? Same bad as me. J Plus, baby, he's so crazy. Yeah, triple threat, baby. Grab a slash, actor, the X Factor. Throw it up, I throw it right in the cash.
Everybody up the wall. Everybody to your feet. Come on, y'all, let's go. Catch your vibe into the beat. Hey. I know you wanna move, hey. You can get your swag on. You can get your swag on. Get your swag on. Get your swag on.
beat. Come on, y'all, let's go. Catch a vibe to the beat. Hey, I know you wanna move. Hey, you can get your swag on. You can get your swag on. Get your swag on. Get your swag on.
Attack you, yeah. But I look right past you. Get your boys me schooling. Better hate your star, watch what we doing. Are you already watching? Eyes glued to the coop.
Everybody off the ball. Everybody to your feet. Come on, y'all, let's go. Catch your vibe into the beat.
Got that new money with
bro. I know you wanna move. You can get your swag on. You can get your swag on. Everybody off the wall, everybody to your feet. Come on, y'all, let's go. Catch a vibe to the beat. Hey, I know you wanna move. Hey, you can get your swag on. You can get your swag on. Get your swag on. Get your swag on.
Yeah, so that was J Plus with Get Your Swag On. So definitely follow him. He is on Bandcamp under J Plus the Entertainer. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook. So coming up, we have Emmanuel and Phillips, and we're going to be talking to them. And Sienna J and Miss Abby will be on shortly, and they're going to be getting you in tune with them. They're comedians, they're dancers, they're awesome, and I can't wait to learn more about them. So with that being said, for all those who want to call in and talk to them that are currently tuned in to hear their interview, you can dial in at 818-495-6975, and you will be live. So we have like another minute before it all comes together on Teens in Tune, and I am terribly excited because this is Abby's and Sienna's first interview on Teens in Tune. Ooh, exciting. So with that being said, guys, definitely support the Intune show. We are back up and running for all those who were hitting me up saying things about the website. I want to give a shout out to Phoenix Star 9 for being awesome. You can check her out at phoenixstar9online.com. Definitely follow her on Twitter at phoenixstar9. Just Google her. She comes up. You know, she's very, very on it for everything, so definitely hire her for all your needs. The list goes on, and I don't have time to sit here and run them all down to you. But again, reference the site. She's awesome. Love her to death, and I appreciate her. I want to give a shout out to the Intune family for keeping the ball rolling. Diva J, Alta Dude, Miss Sweet T, Olivia, Sienna, Abby, Dr. Sue, Lady Twinkles, Kay Bookman, Lyrics, the list goes on. And we just added a new segment called the Intune View. So we have Ms. Vic, we have Miss Regina, we have Ms. B. Oh, my goodness. Our family is just growing and growing and growing. You can definitely, go to the website. Thanks to Phoenix Star 9 Online. They fixed the kinks in the Intune Show at www.theintuneshow.com, and you can reference everybody there. If you're interested in joining the family or interning with Phoenix Star 9 or the Intune Show, you can definitely find a link there for interning. And you can also join our speed networking event, Phoenix Star 9 and the Intune Show. The 17th, we're going to be giving 10 minutes to a few people that own businesses, and they're just basically out here trying to plug yourself. We're having complimentary airtime. So you can definitely follow our tweets, and or you can go to the website or hers or mine and definitely fill out a form and, you know, get your slot. So you get 10 minutes to showcase yourself and tell the world about your business. I mean, we had one like a few months back, and it was a success, and the one that I did originally was also a success. So we're definitely looking forward to people just coming together and putting their self out there. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You know, all of us just uplifting and empowering each other and supporting each other's dreams and goals and journeys. And we, Phoenix Star 9 and myself, we definitely always are looking for ways to, you know, put it out there for you guys to gain. So take advantage of the fact that we're busting our behinds 24/7 to find creative ways to keep you guys in tune. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Miss Abby and, excuse me, guys, Miss Sienna J. I don't see Miss Abby in the queue yet. And then we'll start, get our show on a roll. So let's bring on Miss Sienna. Hey, Sienna.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good.
Yay. Teens in tune. So I don't know where your co-host is. Is she with you?
Yeah, she's having some technical difficulties with her phone.
Oh, okay, because I was a little bit worried. I'm like, where's Abby? All right, so what about our guests for the evening, Emmanuel and Mr. Philip?
Ooh, I'm excited to interview them because they're, like, hilarious. Like, every time I listen to one of their songs, I am dead.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm excited, too. You guys got me excited as well. I'm ready to talk to them as well. So are you guys ready to bring them on? Is Abby ready? Is everyone ready? I know the world is ready. Everyone that's tuned in is like, okay, would you guys bring it on already? So, yeah, are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Yay. So what else? Do you guys want to – you should at least introduce your guests, guys, so I can bring them on. Tell us a little bit about your guests, Philip and Emmanuel.
Oh, well, I'll do it. Okay. Well, Emmanuel and Philip Hudson, they're comedy songwriters and artists. You guys might have heard their song. It's called She Ratchet. Yes, it is called She Ratchet, and it is about ratchet girls. Yes, we all know they're there, so they just made it known.
just brought it to the spotlight. We're emphasizing it now. Totally. I love it. So we're going to bring them on in without further ado and get the interview started. So Miss Abby and Miss Sienna J welcomes Mr. Philip and Mr. Emmanuel Hudson. How you guys doing tonight?
What's good? Are we on?
Yes, you are live.
Are we on? Okay, all right, cool. This is Emmanuel speaking, by the way. We don't know. We've been listening for the show for a good minute, so we didn't know how we was going to come in, but we in here.
Yay.
What's that?
Pleased to be here. This is Phyllis speaking. You know, I'm signing in one time.
Yeah, we're definitely, well, I'm Miss P, and we're definitely glad to have you guys on Teens and Tunes. And this is Sienna J and Miss Abby's interview. So I'm going to be throwing my little questions in here and there, but I'm going to give it over to these ladies and let them get in tune with you starting now. So Sienna and Miss Abby, take it away.
All right. You want to start with a question?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, hi, guys. I'm Sienna J.
Mm. What's up?
Yeah, that's the co-host, Abby. How
okay.
are you guys?
I'm fine. This is Manuel speaking, by the way. I'm fine. Y'all need to go ahead and get used to our voices so we won't have to keep saying who's who. But I'll be Manuel.
Yeah. If you could decipher or distinguish whichever voice this is, this Philip. You know what I'm saying? And I'm chilling, you know.
All right, we got you. Go ahead.
Well, for our first question is for the listeners who aren't listening to In Tune with you.
Okay, for our listeners who aren't in tune with you, how would you describe yourself to them?
wow, this is the first time we ever got question like that. I'm short, got dreads.
I don't think that's what she meant.
That's what I'm going with, Phil.
All right.
I Don't make me look like the dumb one here. What exactly do you mean?
All right. Well, let me kind of fix it for you. If someone was getting to know you for the first time, like myself, and I never ever met you guys, this is my first time getting an amazing opportunity. How would you describe yourself to me? Would you say witty? Would you say charming? Would you say funny? What would you say?
Am I like that? You talking about like that? Oh, I'm a Sagittarius, December 13, 1990. Pretty witty. I would say I'm very sarcastic, so don't take anything to heart too much. Mm-hmm. I'm a family person. Love to be around my family. Love to kick it with the boys. You know what I'm saying? I just like. I don't know. I'm just fun all around. I'm a Sagittarius. That should tell you everything. That's about the best I can do. That's Emmanuel speaking, by the way.
Okay, and Philip?
I'm pretty honest with, you know what I'm saying, pretty upfront, pretty blunt, you know what I'm saying? So it's my words, man. I say, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty down to earth. You know, I'm really honest with mine. You know, what you see is what you get. I'm about 5'10". I like long walks down the sidewalk and stuff like that. Instagram. I like Instagram. I like, you know.
All right, Phil. Good job, Phil. All
right.
Okay, so how did you guys get started? Let's jump into that. Let's talk about how you guys got started into your in your journey. With music and dancing and, you know, the comic and being comedians and things of that nature, how did you guys, like, decide to venture into that realm?
I mean, well, honestly, we've been doing videos since 2009, and we haven't been able to really showcase all our talents from the world, from what the world knows. We just, I guess, funny to them and whatnot. But as far as the videos, we got started in 2009. We wasn't planning on trying to be successful with this. It just kind of happened. We were just being ourselves, put it up, acting silly, you know, and the world took a liking to it, and, you know, we just ran from there.
Mhm. Okay, so where did the idea develop from?
Ratchet Girls. It depends on what idea, what specific idea are you talking about?
Well,
about
the idea
girl?
Of just going out there and putting, you know, your creativity into the universe.
What
jump-started that?
Mm-hmm. Two of our oldest brothers by the name of Matthew Hudson and O'Keefe Hudson, they did a video first. They did a comedy video first, and they called us and was like, yo, let's have a competition to see who can be, you know what I'm saying, the funniest on the videos or whatever. we just posted up old videos, and it got a lot of local love. And, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, we won. Shouts out to Matt and O'Keefe. We won. We just ran from there. We just continued to do videos and be silly, having fun with it, and it just took off.
Okay. And out of all the things that – this would be my last question, and I'm going to give it back over to the ladies now that we have some control. You know, what is your favorite video that you guys have putting out there so far? Like, which one do you guys enjoy the most?
This is Phil speaking. I really enjoy, first of all, Ratchet Girl Anthem and What Is Good Girl, you know what I'm saying? I really, now that I, you know, sit back and listen to it myself, I realize how funny it really is, you know what I'm saying? Because usually we just do videos and you like, we just put this, and we put it up. We'll feel it's funny and we never really wrap our heads around the concept of how funny it really is. And that video, after I listened to it myself, you know what I'm saying, it really is funny. I really do see what they're laughing at. And I also like Mr., you know what I'm saying, that really targets the deadbeat dads out there and stuff like that, the dads that don't want to take care of their kids and stuff like that. Really great message behind that. And the church folks, really, you know what I'm saying. We got to get the spirit involved, you know, and I really enjoyed that.
I feel as though, this is Emmanuel, by the way, I feel as though the funniest thing about each video is there's truth in all of them. And even the ones that we just randomly came up with, what's random to us could be the truth for someone else. So, I mean, but to answer the question, as far as my favorite video goes, I would have to say I'm Broke. There's a song called I'm Broke. And That would have to be one of my favorites, because I don't know. I just feel like every guy has been in a situation where they were broke, and you know, the girl, I can't. You would have to listen to the song to understand. But yeah,
right.
that's be one of my favorites.
It sounds cool. So, ladies, you can take back over your interview.
All right. Well, my question is, like, is there a backstory behind that song, Get Your Kids?
I would just like to say I do not like how she said she gonna give the interview back to you guys now that we got some order, like she was the order and all that, like y'all didn't know what y'all was doing. Like, I don't like how she said that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here to take up for y'all if y'all didn't hear that. And this is Phillip speaking. I didn't appreciate that. I don't like how you hear that.
Well, I ain't had no problem with it because I did, you know, realize that it was some order that was bestowed upon us. So to the other, appreciate that. We did need some order, so Phil, shut up. And Get Your Kids, the backstory behind the Get Your Kids. Everybody that has a kid need to get their kids, all right? Because, you know, ain't nothing worse than putting up with somebody else's child and they think they grown. See, I just love to be other kids' children, you know, switch edge cords, you know, whatever God may bless me with at the time to, you know, pop the backs of fools. But we ain't going to get into all that. Just know, Get Your Kids is like a song that a lot of parents, you know, that favor the parents more than, you know, kids or whatnot. And I encourage all the kids out there to, you know, be gotten because, you know, back in our day, you know what I'm saying, I'm a 90s baby. Back in my day, the thing that kept me on, you know, kept me on a straight and narrow was things like Hey Arnold, all that, you know, TV, stuff like that. Now you got, these days, you got Twitter, Facebook, you know, all types of stuff out there that kids can get a hold to and just start off on the wrong directions. So I believe that there's a bell at the end of the tunnel that can get these kids on the straight and narrow. So, yeah, that's the story.
Wow. You guys are hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, my brother, he just recently got a whooping. He turned 22 in December, and he just recently got a whooping not too long ago.
I don't appreciate the lies. I don't want to be out there.
All right, now, don't be modest now, you know.
Whatever.
Wow. So, the last thing that I heard you guys put out was Church Folks. Do you think we can get a little live version of that for our listeners?
And I couldn't actually hear it over him feeling the Holy Spirit just then. Can you repeat that?
I said the last thing I heard that you guys put out was Church Folks. So do you think we can get a little, you know, live insert from that for our listeners?
That'd be about $2 for each listener. So,
yeah, cash on.
Okay.
You know what? I got a perfect part. I got a perfect start and stopping point. Church folks, first verse. All up in church, getting ready for the rapture.
Take me, Lord.
But do you see that girl sitting right in front of pastor?
I see her, bro.
Tie to make her dance. Tie to make her dance. All members bowing heads. All while joining hands. And what we're going to do is we're going to cut it off right there and explain, you know, church folks to you guys. Church folks, there's a difference between church folks and, you know, whatever, you know, you believe.
Church folks.
Right. Church folks are simply the members that attend church just to talk about other members, you know, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And before you judge somebody, you know what I'm saying, look at yourself and make sure you're on point.
That's right.
If nobody is perfect, then you shouldn't have nothing to say. But church folks, you know, they tend to have something to say about everybody when they're the main ones doing wrong. So, you know, we had to give them a big shout out, make a song about them. So, yeah.
There it is.
Wow. Okay, then. So, like,
well, I know Ms. P already asked you guys what's your favorite video, but, like, which song do you guys have the most fun with, just, like, out of all of them?
Which song have we had the most fun with? Was that the question?
Yes, that was the question.
Phil? Oh, yeah, popped out with no.
Well, me personally, I had a real good time making, like I say, Mr. Mister. We were just sitting up on the porch, you know what I'm saying, letting the good times roll. Really had a good time making that one. And also, questions part two, I really had a good time making that one. There's a lot of interaction, a lot of gossiping going on that I can't stand that we wanted to shed some light on. And it was pretty fun making that one as well.
Okay, so I guess you're just going to bring that thing on around to me. I had a lot of fun with Ratchet Girl Anthem. That probably had to be, you know, the funniest moments I've shared with my friends and my little brother because, you know, I think we really hit it on the head when it comes to Ratchet Girls and how they act and stuff like that. So, just to put the truth out there, and in a comical way, so it's in itself that's pretty fun. That's pretty fun. Official videos to all songs coming soon, so it's more fun on the way.
Yay! I'm excited.
Appreciate it. Speaking of you being excited, I'm excited for the album. LOL, the album coming out November 20th.
November 20th, LOL album coming out November 20th.
I think
iTunes.
Should pick that up and, you know, spread the word. Yep,
spread the word.
Spread the word.
Yeah, no. We'll spread.
Thank you.
Were y'all thinking about doing any collaborations with any other artists or anything?
Spoken reason.
You know what? That would be nice. That would be, you know what I'm saying, pretty fun to do. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's just me, but me and my little brother, when it comes to certain things that's like funny, I can't explain it, but like it has to be funny to us. And I don't know, you would like. When we do collabs, if we were to do collabs with other people, it would definitely have to like just blow us out the water because it's kind of hard to find someone out there that's on the same level as funny as we are. And I don't mean that to say oh we're the best in the biz or whatnot, but I mean like we laugh. All right, here's a better way I can explain it. What you guys may think is like hilarious to you guys, we wouldn't even like smirk at. And it'd be like, all right, whatever. But, like, something you might not find funny, we would be cracking up. And, like, don't get me wrong, Kevin Hart is brilliant, brilliant comedian. But what was the last thing he came out with? Laugh at My Pain? I'm sorry to say, I did not laugh at all. I did not laugh at all. And a lot of people around me was like, well, that's not funny to you. Now, don't get me wrong, like, the stuff he came up with was genius. It was, you know, it was smart, but I don't know why I didn't laugh. But you guys get what I'm trying to say? There's no disrespect to Kevin Hart at all. I actually got a movie coming up with him, so.
As long as y'all just keep on doing y'all had me cracking up every time I listen to any of y'all stuff.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, appreciate that.
Thank you. My boys and my manager in here looking at me crazy because they ain't understand where I was coming from, but. It's all good. As long as I'm happy within myself, that's where it starts. And like I said, yes, I am. I ain't going to even go there. But, yes, I do have a movie role in the new Kevin Hart movie coming. So I can say it?
Yeah.
I can say it? Okay, there's a, yeah, the movie is called Ride Along, so be on the lookout for that. Yeah. That's what it is.
So my next question is, how does it feel seeing thousands of people kind of redoing your songs, I guess, and just, how would you word it, kind of, I mean, like.
It's overwhelming, really, you know what I'm saying? We never expected it to take over the way it's done, you know, the way it has, and it's really a blessing, you know what I'm saying, to see
people really loving our stuff that much that they want to, you know, recreate it, you know what I'm saying, mimic it or whatever. It's just the fact that these people, when they see us or when they see us in person or see our videos, like, they are, like, genuinely happy, you know what I'm saying, to see us. And that's just a blessing right there in itself. And really appreciate all the support and all the love we've been getting, the feedback and all that.
I think it's very heartwarming, especially when the 3-year-olds and the 2-year-olds do it, because I don't know when kids start talking, what age they start talking, but the fact that they're like 2, 3, and they know every word to our song, like, you can't help but just, I don't know, it's just heartwarming. It is very flattering, and like you said, man, we appreciate it.
So what's the craziest thing that a fan's ever did for y'all?
I knew that question was coming. Well, if you haven't heard already, this is Emmanuel, and I want to let this be known. Do not ever let this happen again. No matter how much of a fan you are. I got slapped by one of my fans because she was so excited. I don't know where the slap came from. I don't know what possessed her to do it. I was just sitting down. She walked up, and she said, OMG, what do she have on? And then out of nowhere was the greatest hand I have ever seen, and it slapped me, and I had an epiphany.
Oh,
and
God.
I just said,
okay. That is tragic. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
And the worst part was, after she slapped me, she said, oh, my God, I just love your videos. I didn't even know if I wanted to put out more videos.
Don't want to get a slap. Wow. Crazy. Wow.
I don't know. Phil, you got any crazy?
Well, my half of the fans, they're pretty much well-behaved, and I have never been slapped and or spit on or none of that. So everybody really been taking care of me. I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? It's been smooth sailing for me.
Well, I'm going to say to my half for the fans, y'all need to chill out because that hurt. And, I mean, I have a lot more crazy stories, but just chill out. Like, that hurt. That hurt. But that's crazy.
I'm very sorry. My heart's out to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive your condolences.
Hello.
So, is comedy songwriting something you guys want to do, like, for the rest of your lives? Do you guys want to pursue in another career, or what?
Well, most definitely. We really want to open up our doors to plenty of opportunities, like acting, and my brother, he's a really good rapper, if you can't tell, in the songs. He's a very good lyricist, and I'm looking forward to see what else he got coming out. Emmanuel?
Yeah, thanks, bro. Now, me and my brother, are taking acting classes, and you know, just to throw some praise up to my brother's side, he's came a long way, you know, because I don't think he was interested in acting, music, or none of that when we first started off. But to see him grow, I'm saying, okay, you know, that's somebody else that can help out with the family, because it's actually 8 of us in total, and you know. Just not to have the whole family on my back, you know, I can look over and have my little brother, you know what I'm saying, helping me out too. We're the two youngest. I do have a serious mixtape coming soon. Like I said, I'm in an upcoming movie with Kevin Hart, Ice Cube, some more A-list actors. We just like to entertain all around, so you'll be able to see more videos, skits, everything, so. Yeah, we just like to entertain, period. So look out for more.
Wow. Okay. Well, since it's almost time for us to let you guys go, is there anything to say to our listeners?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. This is my ending.
This is my ending for
all the interviews. Don't, you know what I'm saying, idolize Jesus. Idolize Jesus. Don't look up to me because I'm capable of making mistakes. And, you know, he's not. He's the one that got me here. So if you ever wonder how we did it or, you know what I'm saying, where we're going with ours, talk to the man upstairs. He's everything you need. He's everything you, you know what I'm saying? Basically, like I said, he's everything you need. Don't look up to him. But thanks for the support.
Well, yeah, I would like to, you know what I'm saying, shout out to all the supporters out there. And what I mean by supporters, you know what I'm saying, they're bigger than fans, you know what I'm saying? They, they've been with us since day one. And much love to them, and they're going to be with us to the end, you know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate it. And every time I think about it, you know, I try to get a little toked up or whatever, but I try to keep my cool.
About this time.
You know what I'm saying? And really, we get a little y'all for real. We get a little y'all. Get a little y'all.
Oh. I thought you said you weren't going to cry on this interview, Phil.
You know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, they will make an onion stew.
So where can people like myself, who's getting in tune with you guys for the first time, you know, find you guys? Where's all your social networks, your websites,
oh,
things people can reference and follow up?
We were supposed to do that in the beginning, my bad.
No,
you're supposed to do that now. You're supposed to do it now, because I just asked.
You don't, how we do our interviews. Somebody must have told you wrong.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
somebody must have told
Jairo
too.
The other two ladies, I like y'all more because Mrs. P, you need to do something. But,
I am. I'm asking where can we find you so we can stay in tune.
All right, okay.
Because I'm interested in, you know, keeping in touch with you guys, so don't ruin it for me. Tell me where can I find you guys at so we can all stay in tune with you, follow you, and support.
I just don't like the way she's... I'm going to do it for my fans out there, but Mrs. P, I don't... You can trail me on Twitter, Mrs. P, at UnderCulture, and you can stay updated with us on the website, ephudson.com, and look out for our songs on Pandora. We have our own Pandora station, so shouts out to everybody that listens to our Pandora.
Yay.
Yeah, you already know who it is. One time, it's your boy, Philip Hudson. You follow me on Twitter, at Philip, that PHILL. Letter N in myself, you know what I'm saying? And everything you need to know and everything, you know what I'm saying, is right there for you.
I wish you would stop saying, you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's really what I do. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's the words I choose to use.
Y'all can follow him at You Know What I'm Saying, because he making me mad with that. But I want to thank y'all for interviewing the Hudson Brothers. And the song, oh, I don't know who said it, but the song is Ratchet Girl Anthem. It's just not She Ratchet. It's an anthem. It's an epidemic. It's this Ratchet Girl Anthem.
I'm sorry.
Cool.
I'm sorry. Okay, Ratchet Girl Anthem.
Was that Miss P that messed that up?
Actually, it wasn't Miss P.
Well, this is your show, so it figures that mess up on your show, so it's your fault.
It's my fault.
Yeah,
I'm responsible.
I hold you accountable on all counts. You get all the blame.
Definitely. I'll take that into consideration. But I just want to thank you guys for doing what you do. It's totally entertaining. I enjoyed, you know, everything that you guys are putting out into the universe because I checked it out. And I'm definitely going to support, and I look forward to following up with you guys in the future to, you know, give us some updates on how things are going. And, yeah, just stay in tune with us and stay in tune with Sienna and Abby so we can definitely keep up with you guys and have our listeners also in tune with what's going on with you guys.
You see them brownie points? You trying to get brownie points.
No brownie points. Pink is my favorite color, so give me pink points.
You silly.
I heard what you said about the brownies, you know, I didn't really like that. I didn't think that was
too
funny.
Pink is my favorite color.
But our album is coming out November 20th, you know what I'm saying, this month.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you get it and send me a picture. Screenshot it to let me know you purchased it, you know what I'm saying, so I can know it's real.
Definitely.
Tell your friends, too.
Definitely will, and we'll constantly put that out there when the time gets closer for that to come. Just, you know, follow each other. Let's follow each other on Twitter so we can definitely, you know, help you promote that release.
I'll follow you, Mid-P. I got a couple
and
others
I'll follow,
to say to you.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm going to follow
Sienna
you guys
J.
back. Sienna J, and also follow Abby. Let's just all follow each other so that way we can all grow and also, you know, stay in tune and network in that direction towards, you know, the brighter things in life.
All okay. right, just go ahead and at me so I know it's real and I got you with the follow back. I'm eating the Oreo,
okay.
That's why I sound so.
No, that's right. Okay, no problem. So thank you guys so much, you know, for coming on and, you know, allowing us to gain on you tonight. And we applaud your, you know, strides and look forward to all that has to come from you too, with your witty selves, with your, you know, music and your acting and things of that nature. It's totally positive for, you know, people of our culture to be out here doing the things that you guys are doing at such a young age, and it's very commendable. So, you know, I can see you guys being very successful at all you do. So thank you for joining us this evening.
Yeah, you have
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Yes, Sienna J. Yay, Abby. So you guys did well on your first interview.
I don't know about that, but
thank you.
Next time, we're going to turn up. Just like now, this is Abby speaking. We're going to turn up next interview. So just letting everybody know we're going to be turned up. So I'm
ready.
Y'all turned up too, being tuned and everything.
Yes, definitely. So for our next show, you know, we're going to be tweeting it. So, you guys, you know, I just want to thank you again for being part of Teens in Tune, being the movement. You guys are so awesome. I don't know what I would do without you both. You are a blessing in a big, gigantic box that I'm still unwrapping. So I'm definitely always looking for the good things that come out of, you know, talking to you guys and learning about you guys and just, you know, being sissy. So I love you guys deeply. And I look forward to, you know, what you guys are going to be coming up with the next show. So I'm going to stay in tune. So make it good, guys. Make it good.
So in saying that, where is Mr. Darius?
I don't know where Mr. Darius is. He is here. There you go. I just Darius.
Hello?
Hey.
What's going on?
Good. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Been listening to the show. I see everybody's having a good time. Hopefully
yeah. You,
start to...
Did you see how
maybe
I was getting told off? I was getting told off on my own show. Like, what the hell? No. But I knew it was all in fun.
My friend, so...
Yeah, I knew it was all in fun, so it's okay.
Oh,
I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
Y'all was having too much fun without me.
And
you
know,
me, so
I have a few words to say.
It's okay. I know it's all for the, you know, comical portion of it all, so I let it go. But what's going on, Darius? What do you have for us today?
I was going to talk about I got a new segment that we're doing. I got a little something for y'all. I know I'm not as funny as, you know, they are, you know, with the She Ratchet Anthem. I think that's what they called it.
Yeah, She
Make
Ratchet
sure
Anthem. Don't forget Anthem.
Oh, no. Ratchet Girl Anthem. Don't get Philip on me again.
Okay, let's not get them on me again.
It's... We have a new segment called Remember When. Like, don't we all have those moments when you think, remember when something happened? So we got that coming up. I got something for you. My remember when moment is, you remember when gas used to be a dollar and some chains? And everybody used to be like, ooh, gas so high. They raising gas, right? They going off the roof. Whew. Let someone see $1.89, a dollar and some change, gas station right now. That whole thing be filled up all the way down the street, like you couldn't move nowhere.
I'm telling you. You wouldn't. It's true, Darius.
Do you have a remember when moment, Miss P?
Yeah, I remember when making a phone call was like 5 cents. Now I don't even, you can't even find a payphone, you know, it's because
yeah.
They just start taking payphones off the corners. I don't know, like out there in Atlanta, but in New York, it's
yeah.
definitely hard to find payphones.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like,
yeah, I haven't seen a payphone. I can't tell you when.
I saw a payphone last week when I was using it.
That calls some people up.
It's all right. I'm not ashamed.
That was just a payphone. I'm not ashamed. I use a payphone. How much are payphones at this point in time?
It's not worth it.
It's 25 cents. Oh my God! Phoenix Star 9 says that they take debit now for payphones. Is that really true?
Wow!
I didn't know that.
Oh my goodness! Well, you know what? It's shocking, but it's really not that hard to believe because everything is becoming so like electronic now that I can totally understand that. Yeah, that's weird though.
Taking over.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. Oh my goodness, I have remembered when I just thought of it.
Okay.
So this is for all my, you know, 90s babies out there. Y'all remember when you stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching the Hey Arnold marathon?
With the Lilo and Stitch and Kim Possible.
Yeah, Possible.
And they have Proud Family at 2:30.
Yep. Yes.
They used to be the show. Oh my God.
I remember
the movie. I remember the Proud Family movie when they had the peanut heads. Oh my God.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember I was so ready when that came out. I was sitting there with my cousin with my bowl of popcorn. I was just ready.
Nuts.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So do you guys have any idea, since we all on together, what we're going to be showcasing for the next Teens in Tune? Do anyone know at this point in time, or are we going to reconvene on this topic? Weren't we supposed to be doing a relationship?
Yeah, yes. you know what I'm talking about. You know, that's my – we ready to go. We turned up for that.
Okay, but the only difference – with the show for the next one is going to have to be the 23rd, which is a Friday.
Oh, that's
no
cool.
No problem.
Okay. So, whatever, do your homework, get everything together. We're all going to be on at the same time instead of how Darius calling later. We're all going to be chopping it up and talking about this relationship thing. So get all your good stuff together. Make sure you guys are out there tweeting, letting people know to listen in or call in or send us their, you know, comments or questions or whatever to teens_intune so we can have all of those and read them on air. Let's make the best of this one because this is a different topic.
Yeah.
So we're kind of changing
big
the
turnout.
Angle up a little bit. Yeah,
you
so let's
have the
try to
turn out. I'm calling it.
Yeah, let's try to make it fun and awesome. So, is it anything you guys want to put out there really quick before we end the show?
Go ahead, ladies first.
Go, Darius.
All I gotta say is we had some good stuff today. I was listening, y'all had me laughing today. Like Teens in Tune. We turning up. We going up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I want everybody to be ready for my segment.
Yeah, definitely. Get in tune with that. You know, we're going to do Remember When. We're going to switch it up. We're going to break them up into segments, but we're going to talk about this off air. But it's definitely we're going to change up the dynamics of Teens in Tune. We're going to make it where everybody has, like, a little piece of a segment, and we can just kind of combine it and just make it fun and interesting. So let's get it out there and get our brains together for the love relationship episode coming up for Teens in Tune, and promote, and have some good stuff to talk about for the next show for all you guys. The 23rd is the date. And also you guys can go to the website, www.theintuneshow.com, to check out all of us, the whole team, on the website. It will be officially updated because we had some problems, which I mentioned earlier in the show, and the site, thanks to Phoenix Star 9's company, they got it back up and running for us, so I'm definitely going to update it so you guys can find out information on your teen host, Miss Sienna J, Miss Abby, and Mr. Darius. You can check them all out shortly as the site will be updated by in a few hours. So,
Let's go.
Guys, I'll see you guys, and I thank you, and I love you all, and I'll see you guys on the next Teens in Tune segment.
Much love, much love.
Much love, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Yay. So, again, guys, for all of those who are not in tune with all the awesome things that we do here on the In Tune Show, definitely check us out. You can subscribe to our website, again, at www.theintuneshow.com. Again, Phoenix Star 9 and myself are throwing a sweet networking event for all the and for all and everyone who's out there that have something that they want to put out into the universe. Please take the time to utilize this segment, which is called Speed Networking. On the 17th, we're going live, and we're going to be just, you know, giving you guys the opportunity to showcase yourself for 10 minutes. So we have a billion tweets that we're putting out into the universe. You can also subscribe to PhoenixStarOnline.com. Follow us on Twitter at InTuneShow. Follow Phoenix Star and 9 at Phoenix Star 9. And definitely take advantage of all the things, like I said again earlier in the show, that we're constantly working on to try to bring something different to the platform. So it's engaging, it's educational, it's informative, and it's definitely resources. So stay in tune, because I definitely want to stay in tune with you guys. We are always constantly looking for people who want to intern. We're constantly looking for people who want to volunteer to make a difference. What we need to start understanding is that if you donate an hour or two a week out of your day, out of your week, out of your month of doing something positive, we'll start to see great changes in more time than it's taken. You know, we can do it all together as a unit, opposed of trying to do it on your own, because guess what? We need each other to go forward, okay? So let's start, you know, taking heed to that and doing better within ourselves to try to reach another, to ingratiate them, their goals, and their dreams. Until next time, which is tomorrow, tune in with Diva J, Altitude, with The Locker Room with Sports at 4 p.m., until then, stay in tune. Have a good night, babies.
I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin. Diva name Miss P. Shout it, cheat it off the meter. Just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC. Rip that ratchet third, PB on that other level, nothing like the mother bird. Not at all. What you ain't heard?